Swami Bodhichidananda Ji, you teach Kriya Yoga seminars in Germany.
Yes.
At Yoga Vidya. What is Kriya Yoga actually?
Well, Kriya Yoga is a very powerful method of meditation and pranayama of withdrawing the consciousness from the centers with a specific pranayama technique. So you're withdrawing the consciousness from the senses, when the mind goes out and identifies with objects through the senses, the mind takes the form of objects, a thought form. And then a lot of times there is desire involved in that, and so there is an attachment to the thought form as the objects. Kriya Yoga is one of the best ways of withdrawing the consciousness from the senses into the spinal centers. So both the prana and the consciousness is withdrawn, and it moves through, we move the consciousness through the spinal centers from the Muladhara up to the Ajna Chakra and back down, like charging a battery with consciousness. And so it really gets magnetized with a lot of prana and consciousness. And also the karmas are stored in the psychic centers, the chakras. So when you move your consciousness through those centers with a powerful technique like Kriya Yoga, then karma gets burned out of the chakras. Babaji said that in the Kali Yuga, people could not understand more subtle practices such as Kriya Yoga, and that we lost these kind of techniques. Only the yogis in the Himalayas maintain this kind of tradition, because the common man couldn't understand. So he says according to Babaji, we're entering a higher age now, and it was time to reintroduce this to the world. It's not the only form of a high technique like that, because you find other types of techniques like this, like in Kashmiri Shaivism and in Tibetan Buddhism, in the Kagyu tradition. But it's not something that you find in books. The pranayama that's in Kriya, you won't ever find in a book, because it's actually something that's only to be given with the proper guidance and after you've established yourself in some of the preliminary techniques of Kriya.